This episode is brought to you by SD Sober Living. If you or someone you know needs a safe, supportive recovery home, then reach out to SD Sober Living at www.sdsoberliving.org or call 619-334-9869. That's 619-334-9869. Come get some fuck fentanyl and some San Diego recovery at SD Sober Living. Good song, dude.
So good.
I'm Luis Romero. I'm the Fuck Fentanyl guy. This is the Fuck Fentanyl podcast. Today I got my homie, Vegas. What's up, dude?
What up? What's good?
Yeah, first of all, I want to thank you for driving all the way down here.
Oh, it's dude, of rad, course. Dude. It's a fucking privilege, man. You know what I mean? It is, man.
Yeah, I'm honored. Yeah. And fuck, man, I've listened to you share, man, a few times actually, and I always think that you're pretty cool, and I like the way you express yourself too.
We'll take it, yeah, no, for sure.
And you know, and you have a lot of good shit to say, man, and I'm really and it's really cool that you're a fan of my brand as well, man. And I am so. I'm guessing you are from Las Vegas, right?
Born, yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fuck yeah.
Why I coined the nickname, you know?
Nice.
Yes, buddy.
So, man, so just get us started, man. How was life for you growing up?
Dude, all right. So, it's actually really, it's a trip because, like, I do feel like the whole victim card, right?
Right.
Of
right.
Like, oh, if it weren't for my parents, I wouldn't, you know what I mean? Yeah. But, like growing up until about the age of 9, I had everything I could ever want.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like right.
Everything.
Right.
At 9, I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes.
Okay.
Which kind of just like fucking threw me for a fucking loop.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you always hear addicts talk about like, oh, I didn't fit in. I felt different. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like I felt fucking fine right. until like 9. You know what I mean?
Right.
And as far as like the parents, you know, like I'm a middle child too.
Okay.
So I have an older sister, a younger sister. We all have our issues.
You right. know
what I mean? Right. To say the least, mm-hmm. you know. But my parents got divorced, I think, when I was like maybe 11, 12, okay. something like that. Yeah. And it's a trip too because I, like, I've been seeing a therapist for 5 years. I would okay. highly recommend it for any addict in recovery. You know what I'm saying?
I would do it, too.
Yeah, healing is cool, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes you need to, you know, get it out.
That's right, man. You just need someone to listen, you know? But it's fucking crazy because I did heroin for, like, 12 years, you know?
Wow.
And it's just a huge gap in my life. Like, I have very few memories.
Yeah.
And they're all, there's no timeline to them, you I know? See. Like, I ran this woman over, that fucking happened, right?
Right?
But I don't know, like, what year it was. I don't know if it was before this event or
right.
this event.
Right,
and
right.
it's fucking crazy, you know?
Yeah.
It's just a trip to, like, put together the puzzle.
Right.
Like,
right.
especially with years of sobriety. And you're still trying to figure out what the fuck happened with your life.
Right.
It's so sad, dude. It's, like, heartbreaking.
Right.
But when my parents got divorced, I went to rehab shortly later because I started using drugs at a fairly young age. Mm-hmm. My older sister was smoking weed, doing coke, you know, all sorts of shit. Kind of like introduced me in that way.
Okay. So you saw her and you're like, okay.
Yeah. Oh, I want to be like my big sis.
Right.
She's cool. I want to be cool.
Right.
I'm a diabetic. I hate my life. Right. This is how I'll cope. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. and, dude, just one thing led to another. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's so funny because whenever I share at meetings or, like with clients or whomever, I always like leave a pretty like significant part of my story out.
Yeah.
One, because it happened when I was 13.
Okay.
But two, like, I forget about it. You know.
Right. Right.
Yeah. And
I feel that too. I'm like, oh, fuck. Oh,
yeah.
That happened.
Right. So I had a ton of truancies, dude, and I had to go to court because I was missing so much school because I was smoking crack.
Ah.
You know. And yeah, dude. And I was like, I'm a diabetic. My blood sugar is, you know.
Yeah. Crack will help.
Yeah. The judge was like, clearly you have a problem, you know?
Yes.
And I got sent to my first rehab at 13.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, dude. And it was Utah.
Oh, hell no.
Right? That's all you got to say. Oh, hell no. Yeah. It's fucked up. Because you hear these stories about these, like, boarding schools and these, like, juvenile, like, fucking rehabs in Utah.
Yeah.
You know, and they're fucked up, dude.
Yeah. I can imagine.
Yeah. So
they try to make you into Mormons?
No, dude, no, not at all. But they like made me, like I buried a horse. Like I fucking buried a horse my first
what?
Week. Yeah, dude. Because they had to get your transcripts from your school the first week. So you do like barn work.
Yeah.
So like I buried a horse my first week. Oh my God. I walked in the barn to some dude fucking a goat.
What?
This kid was fucking a goat. I see his bare ass, right? And I'm like, I fucking hear this animal like crying for help.
Oh, poor God.
And I'm like, all coming off of like crack cocaine and uppers, you know? And I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? It was absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
I call my dad and he's like, dude, you're fucking staying there, you know? Like, your mom's going to jail, you know? Like, you're completely fucked. Like, you have no choice to be there.
And oh, I was
like,
Jesus Christ.
Okay. You know what I mean?
Get ready to bury more horses.
Yeah. I was like, this is fucking terrible. I might as well make the best of this situation, you know?
Right.
And I was there for 10 months.
Wow.
I was there for 10 fucking months, man.
And was this guy that fucked the goat, was he like a... like just some random like barn worker, or was he a guy that was?
He was a student there. Oh. He was a kid. Yeah, yeah. Dude, there was a kid there who like jacked off too much. There was a kid there who played too many video games. One of my dearest friends, I met there. He plays the drums to a few of my songs. He's fucking amazing. But I met him there.
Okay.
He's been sober forever now.
No shit. Yeah, right.
But yeah, dude, just a wide variety of issues. Any like juvenile with a problem, like
yeah,
just send them here.
Send them there.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll take care of
it. God damn. Fucked up, man. Woo. So fucked up.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, it was crazy.
I never did drugs when I was 13, so I'm just imagining myself being in this place.
Dude, it was fucking terrifying. You know what I mean? Like, it was really scary, actually. Like, a lot of fucked up shit happened there. They would make us do, like, these like, 15-mile hikes.
Oh, what?
They would make us do all sorts of just crazy shit.
Jesus.
That's
build,
just...
Build character?
Yeah, no, right. Yeah, exactly. And it's like, no, like, I'm...
You're traumatizing me.
Yeah. It was fucking terrible. It was absolutely terrible. Granted, though, dude, it did. I do feel like it saved my life.
Okay.
Right, I've been to 19 rehabs.
Okay.
And I feel nice. And I'm like a firm believer in my big little heart that each of those saved my life at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Wow, dude. Yeah. So, okay. So this first one, it was, you know, your parents just like, okay, send them there.
Right, yeah.
And then you got out of there, and did you stay clean for any sort of time after, or was it just kind of...
Dude, not long.
Not long.
Yeah, I started taking, like, Lortabs, right? The tens.
Oh, oh yeah.
Yeah, dude, like the Watsons, the blue ones. Yeah. I think they say 754 on them. I'm not sure. but the Watson tens, the lore tabs, and one thing led to another, you know?
God damn.
Like the whole progressive disease right. thing, or like weed is a gateway drug. It's like, I am fucking foolproof that all of that's true.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And for most people experiences, you hear the same thing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
For me, it was alcohol, but you know, weed went, you know, it all
yeah.
just spiraled out of control.
It all meshes together.
It all meshes together. It all does. It really does. It really does.
Yeah. It's sad, man. yeah.
And yeah. man, so, so how many, was that your only program when you went to when you're a minor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And then, my dad got custody of us. I think because I was like, if I'm here on my birthday, I'm going to fucking kill myself, is what I told my dad. And he was like, he sounds serious, you know?
Right.
Might as well pull him out now. And I left like a few days before my birthday in December.
Oh. Okay.
And I was like, thank God. And by that time, my dad had gotten custody of me and my little sister. And, you know, my mom was doing her thing. I think she was in drug court at the time.
Oh, no shit.
I think, yeah, if my timeline is correct, you know, and she's doing great now, oh, you right, know, right. Thank God, or I probably wouldn't even fucking talk about her.
But
you know?
Was she struggling with addiction?
Or she was too, yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was just like a household thing.
Household,
you know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so she was doing her drug court thing, and my dad got custody of me and my little sister. And switched high schools, the whole shebang, okay, yeah, you know, right. And like yeah, shortly after that, I started doing opiates again, or started doing opiates for the first time. I was like 13 or 14. Yeah.
Wow, really?
Yeah. So, yeah, dude, like the love of my life, you know, literally. Yeah. It's like heroin, meth, alcohol, the right. three loves of my life.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. And I say it like that because I have to remember how much I love those substances, you know, because
yeah.
I forget where it takes me to.
Yeah.
If I partake in those activities, right. you know? Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Cause a lot of people, when they get clean, they just say, oh, I fucking hate those drugs. And it's like, no, you didn't. You fucking loved it for a long fucking time
right.
until
yeah.
you saw the truth.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's yeah. how I felt.
It's like the big book talks about that. It's like, mm-hmm. we like the effects produced by
yes.
said substance. Like
absolutely.
I love the effects produced by,
yes.
you know, yeah,
absolutely,
right.
And damn, so you started doing heroin at 13?
No, I worked my way up.
Oh, it.
Worked so
way,
it
oh,
was
yeah,
like,
yeah,
like the Loratabs,
okay,
Roxy 30s, okay. and then tar.
Oh, yeah. The black tar.
Yeah, I did tar for years and years and years. Yeah,
it's
I
not stopped. Really around anymore, but
I know.
It's like, what happened?
It's fucking like scary. You know, damn, yeah, it's a trip because like I didn't know, like I was like, okay, it's cheaper than the pain pills, you know.
Yeah.
I can manage better on this than
right.
I can on that, you
right.
know. And like I can smoke it. It's fine. I didn't start shooting it until after 4 years.
Okay.
So I did, like, I think I did opiates, heroin for 12 years.
Wow.
I shot 8 of the 12.
I shot 8.
Yeah. Oh, so, okay. Yeah, it's just crazy. So I, you know, I slowly
yeah.
worked my way up, you know?
Yeah.
So I was a fucking college graduate type shit.
You got your diploma.
I made it, you know? Yeah. And it was
PhD.
Great, though, dude. Yeah, exactly, man. And, like, I was like, oh, this is perfect because I was, like, selling my friend's syringes because I'm a diabetic.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
right off.
Yeah.
Damn, yep,
yeah.
Yep,
and good. I would, like, curse God my entire life. Like, why the fuck would you give me diabetes?
Right.
And I was like, because he knew I was going to be a junkie and he wanted to keep me clean. You know what I mean?
Right.
That was, like, my addict self-justification
yes.
through that whole fucking
oh,
process.
Fuck
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Dude.
Yeah,
I
man.
I can only imagine.
Fucking terrible, you know?
That's yeah. the homie right there. He got right. the deals.
They're clean syringes.
Wow.
He a type 1 diabetic dog? It's fucking funny.
So,
oh, my God.
All right, fuck yeah, dude. Because when I was a teenager, I had I got Hep C, you know, really young.
Right, right.
Because like all my friends, they were in the prison system.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you get high in prison, you're going to get it. It's just
yeah, it's a matter of time. Right?
So like, you know, so I got it really young, and luckily for me, you know, it I don't got the that's the one thing I really don't have the timeline. I don't remember
right
when or who or what, but you know, I know I had it, and then I kept it for like a long time. I was 8 years clean when I finally got treatment for for Hep C and all that.
Yeah.
And but it's funny, Dad, because I just fucked it off. I was like, oh, whatever, fuck it. You know, like, it'll kill me when I'm 40 years old or some shit.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm barely 30, so fuck it. And that's 10 years.
Yeah.
And then and then so I went to the doctor. I'm like kind of getting nervous.
Right.
And then they did the x-ray, and dude, I didn't even have so I had Hep C for, I'm guessing it had to be like somewhere around 10 from that point in my life. It was like from 10 to 12 years.
Okay, gotcha.
And then I was like, okay, so what's the damage, you know? And yeah. They're like, I was ready halfway done. You're halfway fucked.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're like, oh no, you're not even in stage one fibrosis. I was like, wait, what? I'm like,
right.
Not even stage
beautiful.
One?
Beautiful.
I was like, whoa, shit.
Yeah.
So I did the medicine, and then I was like, I was just one thing. I was like, God damn, like, you know, I got so fucking lucky, dude.
Dude, right?
And really grateful, man. And because somebody just convinced me to do it too. I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
But my question was that you avoided that whole thing, or because you were a diabetic, you always had needles and all that.
Yeah, dude, literally boxes and like hundreds, thousands of them. I had thousands of them, dude. And I was just like, I'd never had to
to
Walgreens and buy a 10 pack. I never had to, you know what I mean? Like, I was set. Yeah. So I was like, why not? You know? Yeah. All my friends are doing it.
It's right. Like, you know?
Clearly, they're more fucked up off of like what we did. I should be nodding out like them. And right. It's like, I'm just sitting here, you know? Like, I'm not sick anymore, but I'm not like fucked off like they are.
Right.
You know? Right. Yeah. Just slowly graduated to a needle.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's a trip.
So, oh, man. So, this whole time you're living in Vegas and stuff. Mm-hmm. What part of Vegas?
So, my mom lived in. My dad lives in Summerlin. I know that for a fucking fact.
Okay.
My mom lived in fucking right by the South Coast. I don't know if it's.
Oh, okay, okay.
In Green Valley? I don't think so. I could be wrong.
Okay.
I don't fucking know, dude. But she lived right by the Silverado Skate Park in the South Coast.
Oh, okay.
And loved it. Fucking, dude. Yeah. I loved it, man. I used to skate. I used to be decent and fucking, I used to have fun, you know? Yeah.
Look like a skater, honestly.
Yeah. Until, you know?
Yeah. By the way, I got a compliment you on the David Bowie shirt.
Oh, dude. Thank you, brother. Yeah. Dude, he's one of my, I fucking idolize him.
Fuck
I
yeah.
love him to death, dude.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck dude. Yeah. He's another one, just like Elliot Smith, whose music has helped me like just tremendously, like especially throughout my addiction.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, I would just resort to music. It was like my coping skill to get through anything, you know?
Right.
Like, let me fucking turn on my iPod real quick, you know?
Right.
Just fucking jam out.
Yeah, we were discussing that. Like, it's just, it's such therapy, you know, just to get
so
that alone time.
And yeah.
Get to listen to your songs.
Right. It's a beautiful thing, you know?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude. It really is, dude.
Well, when did you start playing music?
When I went to rehab at 13.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It's funny because... I'm like some skinny little crackhead, you know, with a bunch of truancies. Should be not even a fucking with freshman credits. I should be like a junior. And I'm sitting here in rehab, and my buddy who I was just talking about, my dear friend who plays the drums to my music. Uh-huh. He had an acoustic guitar, and it was like he would pick it up and play like the most beautiful fucking music.
Yeah.
And I was like, will you teach me a few things? Uh-huh. And like over the course of that 10 months, I just started to play more and more.
I see.
And then got a guitar when I got home. I think I got a guitar for my birthday because I left right before my birthday.
Oh, okay.
Birthday present. I had a guitar.
Oh, cool.
And so, yeah, it's been 15 plus years been playing.
Playing music?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Dude. Love it, man.
That's so awesome.
Right?
And, hey, all right. So let's go to your mess a little bit.
Yeah.
Wrap that bitch up.
Right.
So, you're an adult now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in college at this point.
In college,
you know? Yeah.
And were you able to graduate and all that? Or
so I graduated high school.
Okay.
By the skin of my teeth in 2009. I went to College of Southern Nevada until I had an unfortunate mishap, and I'm like deep in the Roxy 30s, like doing tar here and there.
Yeah.
And I had a brilliant idea to like steal a bunch of books from the bookstore. And like, you ever gone to college? College books are fucking expensive.
Dude, oh yeah. Dude.
They're expensive. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And I would like go and just take the book off the shelf, rip off the little plastic around it, go up to the front and be like, I need to sell my book back. I got like $2,000 doing it.
Oh,
legit.
Fuck.
Over the course of like a few weeks.
Damn.
And then
that's smart as fuck.
Yeah. And keep in mind too, I'm 12 credits shy of my associate's degree.
Oh, what?
For sociology, right? Oh, shit. At the time.
Yeah.
You know, I'm down a new career path. Okay. You know, but like I'm like fairly close to like finishing something.
Right,
you
right,
know?
Right, right.
And like two sheriffs walk into the classroom and I was like, fuck, you know. I knew it. I knew they were here for me.
Ugh.
And the professor just points at me.
Oh, motherfucker.
So I just stood up,
right,
got on my knees, put my hands behind my head.
Wow.
They arrest me.
In class, everyone in class,
everybody was like, and I was like,
all
fuck.
These yuppies.
Like, I have a Roxy 30 in the car. This is not good, you know? This is no bueno. Yeah, man. And I got like grand larceny, obtaining money under false pretenses, conspiracy to commit, like a whole plethora of charges.
Right.
And I did 6 months in Clark County.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I was like, you need to help me out and bail me out. And like, my dad was like, you don't have a bail, dude. You've been like sentenced, homie. And I was like, I was like, oh shit, okay, love you, thank you. It was so funny, dude. It was so fucking funny.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
And I just get out and do it all over again. You know? Geez. Like, that's the insanity of it. Yeah. Yeah.
Clark County, isn't that the jail that's on that show, Jail?
Yeah, yeah, yep.
I remember that
show.
That's
the fucking, dude, that's the one, bro.
That's
dude,
awesome.
Shows like that are traumatic for me. Like, oh, I can't watch, like, Locked Up Abroad, 30 Days In. Dude, I watch that, and I just think of, like, all my time behind bars. I'm like, change the channel, please.
Please,
like,
I don't want to relive this.
I can't do it. Yeah, it's fucked up, man. Oh, wow. My God.
Man. So, dang. So, yeah, man, so you're doing some jail stints and stuff like that. Did that inspire you to go into treatment?
Not at the time.
No.
Yeah, no. I really didn't start going to treatment because I moved to Texas shortly after that.
Oh, okay.
So my mom had moved to Texas to be with my my nana.
Uh-huh.
And I had fucking burnt the city to the ground. You know what I mean?
Right,
Handled all the court stuff when I got out. And it was an attempt to get clean, though, too. A geographical change. Yeah, it worked for like 3 months. It was amazing. Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
That is pretty good.
Yeah, and I... Oh, my God, I love that. Dude, that's fucking incredible.
Oh, no, my God. I play with them here and there.
Dude, that's so fun. That's like the funnest thing in the world. Oh, my God.
Should have seen when I first got this thing. That was just all night. It's like, dude, person, like I'm a kid. Like,
having fun for days, yeah.
Like, exactly. Wow!
Oh, my God, I'm obsessed. I need to get one, man. Oh, my God. My next big purchase, for
yes,
sure.
I'll tell you where I got it every
yeah,
day.
Please, please. I think it's fucking incredible, man. Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
So you went to Texas for the geographical?
I did, yeah. So I flew out to Texas. I was there for a while until I flew out to California. Mm-hmm. But after 3 months, I like couldn't find like my heroin. You know?
Of course, right?
And so I would have like my sister like overnight me. Like balloons of heroin.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, dude. She would put them in like a peanut. Like, if we all know what those peanuts are, she would put like a few balloons in a peanut. And I was like, just mark it with like a Sharpie so I know. You know? I shit you not, bro. I'd get my package, dude, and fucking, I would have crumbs, like a billion crumbs of peanuts, just breaking everyone apart looking for these stupid fucking balloons, dude.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, dude. My family like, what the fuck is this mess? And I'm like, I don't even worry about it.
Don't
it's gonna be fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was so fucking
that's
funny,
so
bro.
Awesome.
It was fucking funny,
just
bro.
It. Like,
yeah.
That's not the one next
dude, literally hundreds of them, dude, in like a fucking box. I'm like, what is why, dude? Like, why? Mark the motherfucker.
It was
literally the funniest shit ever, you know? Yeah. But I eventually found the right people, you know,
okay,
to ruin my life.
Right, you know what I mean? Right, right.
Yeah, yeah. In due time. Yeah.
In due time.
Yeah, yeah. It's so funny.
What part of Texas is this?
Longview.
Longview.
So, yeah, no one, dude. It's like, yeah, yeah, it's a little village where everybody knows Vegas is a junkie and he's going to steal all your shit. You know? Like, with a fun family outing is going to Walmart. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's about 2 hours east of Dallas.
Oh, all right.
2 hours west of Dallas, 2 hours east of Shreveport, Louisiana.
Oh, wow.
So it's right there at the end, dude.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're going to the deep south here.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's a trip, man. You know?
Damn. So, so you're able to pick up in this little tiny ass little hick town and fucking just Rick.
Yeah.
Cause havoc again.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, exactly. Yeah. And, homie would just drive to Dallas once a week and he'd come back would like, it was funny because I would like, we'd get into arguments with him about it.
Yeah.
Cause like, I like, addicts like their rituals or their their way to do things, you know?
Right.
And it's like, I had to shoot up tar, you know?
Yes.
Like, I just had to. Like,
right. Oh,
you mixing it with Benadryl and fucking in the powder, that's not going to work, dude.
Nope.
Sell me your shit before you cut it up. I'll pay you more. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, had to go through like extreme lengths to like get what I wanted.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Because it's like my way or the highway.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But yeah, it was crazy.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So how long were you there for?
I was there until I was 26. So
okay,
I think like 6-7 years maybe.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
you was there for a minute.
I was there for a while. Yeah, yeah.
God damn.
And honestly, dude, I love Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I absolutely love it. I know people are like the fucking humidity, fucking this, that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm
yeah.
like, no, that sucks for sure.
For
you
sure.
know. But like, just something about it. I don't know what's up. But I love it, man.
Oh,
and,
sure.
It's just, dude, it's a beautiful fucking place. I wish I, you know,
You know, I've honestly been interested in kind of living in Texas, after like the pandemic and all that.
Right. Yeah.
Cause they were just so like, they got over it in a couple months versus us here in Cali and San Diego. It was just like, oh, they had to drag it on and on and on.
Right.
So it just piqued my interest. You know, I was like, well, what would it be like to not live here?
Yeah, it's interesting when you like look at like city and country type thing.
Right.
Like lifestyles, culture,
right.
you name it. Like it's really interesting, like the pros and cons of each one.
Exactly.
You know, they're both fantastic. It's whatever you prefer, you know.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's it'd be cool to go visit, check it out, man, you know?
Oh fuck
for
yeah.
Sure, yeah.
I definitely would love to.
Yeah.
I've only been to Vegas once actually. And I was like, I was a fucking kid.
It's like Sodom and Gomorrah, dude. It's like absolutely, the place is crazy right now, I hear. I ain't been there in a little while, but from what I hear, it's pretty crazy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, fucking, I people told me and stuff, but my best friend lived there for like, I gotta say, like 2 or 3 years, and it was a geographical, but it was like kind of like sketchy, you know, he was living, you know, just different places, and then he would be like homeless and stuff
right.
like that. That's how it always ends for him, you know.
Yeah,
he gets strung out, he gets homeless.
Yeah,
and he was telling me like this crazy story though, like how because I guess it does snow in Vegas sometimes.
Yeah, it can. Yeah, for sure.
And it was like one of those times where it was snowing hard and like it was like I think like 3 feet deep or some shit like
just
that.
Crazy. Yeah.
It was crazy. And then he was telling me like he fucking To not pretty much freeze to death, like
yeah,
he would like just break into like some fucking random building and just sleep
right.
there.
Yeah, that's fucking funny,
that's,
bro.
That's how he survived.
Dude, real talk though, man. Mm-hmm. Seriously, you can. Like that shit happens in Utah. That shit fucking happens in a lot of places, dude. New
right.
York, dude. Like if you become like a, I know it's not like proper terminology, but like a bumsicle, dude.
Right.
You know,
right?
Like you fucking freeze to death. It's absolutely terrifying.
Fuck, yeah, dude. It's life or death.
Scary. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Fucking real talk, man.
So yeah. So the Las Vegas geographical did not work for him.
Yeah, no, for sure, man. You know,
and I don't know, man. I mean, hopefully it gets better.
Yeah,
you know, because I don't know. Vegas is it just has like that, like you know, kind of like that culture. You know what I mean? Like that like it's like its own unique little thing. You know,
because
it is like this it's a party town, but there's also like, it's like, you know, all these different people, you know, in a way it's kind of like Cali, you know, all these different people, you know what I mean? Coming together.
Right.
And that's why I always thought Vegas is so fucking badass.
Yeah. And it's a part of that lifestyle too, you know, like.
Oh, for sure.
Drinking, partying.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fucking clubbing. Gambling. Yeah. And you name all, it. Yeah?
All that.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Right. That was actually real quick. Like, okay, I just got like a real flashback. That was like my dad's, it was my dad's favorite, city and shit. Like he legit wanted to live there.
Yeah.
And this fool, my dad would tell me when I was a kid, like, I guess, he would just tell me like his dream was to live in Las Vegas. And like, my mom would like stick a knife in his throat and said that, no, he has to, be married to her and live with her here in San Diego.
Yeah. He
would just tell me that shit just to
classic
fuck with me.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So your mom's the reason why I'm miserable.
That's so funny. Core memories, you know?
Yes,
like, oh, awesome. Shit. I love that though, man. That's so fucking funny.
Yeah. So, man, all right. So you're in Texas and so you never at once went to, try to get, after, well, you tried to get clean for like 3 months, but after that it was just off to the races and just, you never attempted.
No. So it was, so that was the first one, as a juvenile. And as far as like rehabilitation centers, that includes like the behavioral hospitals. Because in Longview, it's like the only place you can go for help is a fucking behavioral hospital. You know what I mean? And any place with the word behavioral in front of it is not fun, you know?
Oh, fuck. Yeah. No, dude.
And then a bunch of treatment centers in like McKinney and Dallas.
Oh.
So I would like take a 2-hour trip to go get help, you know? And like,
okay.
Yeah.
Because those are like the big cities that have more resources and all that.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Holy shit, dude.
Yeah.
So it was just cycling through that.
It's just that the rinse, repeat thing, you know?
Oh, shit.
Because I really did want to get clean. I just didn't know how.
You
know? And,
yeah.
And you hear that frequently at meetings. And
absolutely.
You know, I've summed it up to just it wasn't meant to be until it was meant to be.
Right.
You know? Right? Like I had to go through all that, you know? To get to where I'm at, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
And then, what got you here to Cali?
Oh, shit. Well, so again, the timeline might be like a little inaccurate. I do know.
Mm-hmm.
So I ran a woman over. Like I mentioned that.
Shit.
I talk about it in my leads all the time.
Yeah.
To make light of a serious situation.
Right, you know? Right.
I got to make amends to her, and it was like the most beautiful fucking moment in my recovery, you know?
Right.
But I ended up running a woman over,
mm-hmm.
and if I could like paint the picture, because at a meeting I use like the secretary or someone next to me to like reenact the whole motherfucker, you know? I'm like, okay, so you're her.
You're her.
Yeah. And like the secretary's like, fuck yeah, let's do this, you know? But like, yeah. Oh my God, I love it. Holy shit. Oh my goodness.
Oh my God. So did that happen here in Cali? Or
that was in Texas.
In Texas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So she, I had an ulterior motive to get $20 from like an ex of mine.
Okay.
You know, I mean, most addicts have an ulterior motive. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like 99% of the fucking time.
Right.
And I get over there and we start drinking, and she played guitar too. And like, we were like just jamming out, and she was like, oh, we need more liquor. So I was like, let's go, you know?
Yeah.
And on the way back to our trailer, we start playing like tug of war over like the bottle, you know? Like first sip or something. I don't even remember, you know? And, so she proceeded to jump out of the car, out of my minivan. And I was holding onto the wheel. She like jumped out and like went under to the undercarriage.
Okay.
And like, I veered right because I was still holding onto the bottle with her.
Uh-huh.
And I just went da-doom, you know? Yeah.
Shit.
Right. So I am like, I have the brilliant idea to just go home and forget it happened, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh no, my gas light's on. Like, I really do need $20, you know? And this is like, again, like if I can open up my mind just a tiny bit to see myself in the big book, right?
Right.
Like, many will pursue it into the gates of insanity or death, right?
Yeah.
So I had the audacity to turn around and get out of my car and ask her for $20. And like,
after
I ran her over. Yeah,
oh my fucking God.
And when I pulled up to her, dude, I swear to God, I shit you fucking not, dude. I pulled up to her, dude. She's in the street. She's on the phone, obviously with the paramedics, the police, you know? Right. And there's just a pile of blood, like a puddle of blood. Two fucking broken legs.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm like, babe, you got $20? Right. Like, what kind of fucking... You know what I mean? He's a heroin addict for sure.
You qualify, sir.
And I'm like, oh no, right? Like another uh-oh moment in my addiction, right? Like when the sheriffs came into the classroom, it was like, uh-oh, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
I just ran a woman over. Uh-oh, I'm fucked, you know?
And you asked her for $20 right after.
I did, yeah. And minutes after police pulled up, arrested me.
Jesus Christ.
And I did 11 months in Gregg County.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
God damn.
And you'd think that would be like the turn of events, right?
No.
But I do my 11 months and I get out.
Yeah.
And I start using meth because I'm like, heroin makes me do terrible fucking things.
Oh.
You know, when I'm dope sick, I'm going to fucking just do meth, you know?
Ah.
Or when I'm dope sick, I do dumb things.
Yeah.
So when I'm like doing meth, I'm not going to do as dumb of things, you know?
Yeah. What a
great
idea. This changed the substance.
It was perfectly like justified, you know, after what just happened 11 months prior. Yeah. And so I'm doing meth, man. And after 11 months clean, too, like in Gregg County, like I was clean.
Clean the whole time.
Doing great, you know?
Doing great.
Get out, start doing meth, and then I'm doing heroin and meth, you know?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Right. And like alcohol was a consistent throughout all of this, too, you know?
Right.
Yeah. But like what led up to it was I had been to rehab, the same rehab, like a few times.
Okay.
You know? And they're like, oh, you should go to California and get help.
Oh,
you
no know, shit.
Like you should seek IOP in California.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
And I was like, I'm not ready yet. I, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And like, I can do it on my own. I'm strong enough, you know?
Yeah, I got self-will, baby.
Yeah. I can do this.
Yeah.
And what ended up happening, I was in a meth psychosis and I was walking through like when it rains in Texas, like sometimes like Texas rain is like really, like you can't see the hand in front of your face, you know?
No fucking
way. Yeah. Like it's pretty hardcore. And, it was raining in Texas and I think I was staying at some like hodunk hotel. It's like banging on my mom's door to like fucking just let me in, give me some money,
right.
You know, she's like, get the fuck out of here,
yeah,
dude. Like, get the fuck off the property. Like, yeah, you need to figure this out.
Right.
And been up for fucking ever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was walking, like, you know, you see the people on the side of the street that are like swaying left and right, mm-hmm, talking to themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me, but I was in the middle of the street. Like, oh, I wasn't on the side of the street.
God,
I was in the middle of the street.
Jesus.
And I caused like a 4-car pileup. Like these cars were like dodging me, and I caused like a multiple car accident,
God
dude.
Damn.
And I was just sitting there and I was like completely unscathed, dude.
Wow.
I just see all these brake lights, these horns, these lights, crashing sounds,
Jesus,
and I'm like,
Christ.
I'm amazing.
I'm
invincible. Type shit. Yeah.
They won't run me over.
I was like, this is incredible. Nothing can hurt me.
Right.
You know, like, not even knowing what fucking day it is. And so, like, after that event, I got 5250'd.
Oh, fuck.
And it's a thing. I thought 5150, I've been on the 7-day lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened.
Mm-hmm.
But 5250'd, I got this time. And I was like, oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what goes with the 52?
Just 14 days. It's like 14-day lockup, fucking the same behavior hospital. They're
yes.
like, hi, Vegas, you know? I'm like, what's good, Cheryl? You know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Right. Yeah. It was so fucked up, man. And I was like, okay, like, maybe I need to figure my life out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. And I was like, let me see what I can do.
Yeah.
You know? I'll try reaching out to the treatment center I went to in McKinney.
Okay.
Because they were the ones who suggested the IOP.
Okay.
And called them And they're like, yeah, we can get you on a ticket out there. Like,
wow, no shit.
Yeah, would you like to go? And I was like, I do. I just need a week to get my affairs in order.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. I've been there,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah. It was fucking terrible. And within that week time frame, I overdosed 3 times on heroin.
Oh, Jesus.
Never
Christ.
Overdosed in my fucking life.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I got 3 times in a week.
God.
Damn.
How'd they bring it back?
Narcan.
Wow, they had Narcan at the time. Accessible.
Yeah.
Wow. Jeez.
And I just remember waking up in an ambulance, like, oh fuck, you know? Yeah. I remember one of the 3 times too, I woke up, I came to in the ambulance and I yanked the IV out of my arm. Uh-huh. They like restrained me, you know, like I remember doing heroin,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and then waking up in an ambulance.
Oof.
You know? Yeah. So it was like,
that's a buzzkill.
Yeah. So 3 times in a row, and I was like, oh shit, you know, this is not good.
Wow.
Yeah.
And like I had sign, a, it,
exactly. Yeah. Right. Right. And I had a plane ticket booked too, like this entire time, like we'll book it in a week. And I'm like, perfect, you know?
Right.
And I ended up missing that flight because I woke up in a hospital the day of my flight.
Oh,
yeah.
That was number 3.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And my mom was like begging with these people to fucking just please take him, you know?
Yeah.
Like, please take him. You're going to save his life. You need to just, you have to take him.
Yeah.
Let's just redo this one more time. Please, please, please. And they were like, okay, you know?
Wow.
Yeah. Holy and when I did get on the plane, right?
Yeah.
I also was like, still getting high, you know?
Of course. Of course. Goes with the territory.
Yeah. My mom was like, let's fucking go. It's time to go. And I was like, I just need to use the bathroom for 20 minutes. You know what I mean? Yeah. Literally, dude. And so we're driving to Dallas, dude. And it was like it was like the most gut wrenching car ride ever. Like, mm-hmm. not a word was spoke.
Yeah.
My mom's crying. My mom's boyfriend's crying. Yeah. I'm sitting there just like high on meth. Like, all right, I'm just going to do my last shot of like my hot shot in the fucking car.
Right.
So I'll have some heroin and I'll just drink on the plane. I'll be good to go, you know?
Right.
And like, that's exactly what I did. We like pulled into the airport. I said, Mom, this is it. You'll never have to see this ever again.
Right.
Did the shot in the car.
Yeah.
And went to the airport.
Right.
Got through, you know, and my third uh-oh moment, mm-hmm. right? Number 3 and like final, I would say. Maybe. I don't know. I was on the plane and I was like so paranoid. Mm-hmm. I was like so fucking paranoid.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've heard this when I share at meetings. It's like the funniest thing in the world.
What?
But it's like the most traumatic thing in my life. I like held off as long as I could. I was like sitting there like fucking paranoid as shit. And I was like, I can't contain this anymore. And I like stand up and I was like, the fucking plane's going down.
This fucking plane
is going down. Like, right? Like just paranoid in a mess psychosis.
Oh,
fucking
Jesus.
Did my last shot of heroin. I was drinking the entire time on the plane.
Oh,
right? Like heroin, meth, alcohol.
Yeah.
Those are the 3.
Yeah.
And I get tackled by like an air marshal. You know? Yeah.
I would think so.
And I was like, oh fuck. Dude. Like, I've done it again, you know? Like, I'm going to fucking prison now. Good job, Vegas.
Good job, Vegas.
Wow. Yeah. It was fucking terrible, dude. And we land.
Jesus.
And I was getting escorted off the plane.
Yeah.
And there was a dude with a sign with my name on it. And I was like, that's me.
That's me.
Yeah. And
rehab.
They're like, where are you taking him? And they're like, he's getting locked up. He's going away.
Yeah.
And they talked for like 2-ish hours.
Yeah.
And they let me go, dude.
Wow.
Yeah. This is
holy
like what
fuck.
Like God doing for me what I can't do for myself.
Right.
You know? And they let me go, man. And I fucking I end up in a detox, right?
Yeah.
But like 15 hours into my detox, they're like, dude, you need to go to the hospital.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. I had 3 abscess on my left arm.
Oh, Jesus.
I had staph. I had MRSA.
Oh, fuck no.
It was terrible. It was fucking terrible.
Yeah, that's no joke.
Yeah,
right,
it was
there.
Bad news bears. And they were like, well, if these antibiotics don't start working in the next like 48 hours, we're going to have to take your arm.
God.
And I was like, you don't get it. Like, I'm left-handed. I'm a musician.
Oh, no.
I write music, dude.
Right.
You know? And they were like, dude, let's just hope they work, you know?
God, I'm like, damn.
So blessed for antibiotics, bro. You know? Yeah.
Fuck, dude. Would have been like that movie.
Literally. Requiem.
Requiem, dude. Chop that motherfucker's arm off.
Fucking terrible. I used to watch that movie on coke and be like, I'll never be like that.
I'll never be like that.
Yeah, yeah. Jared Leto's fucked up. Yeah. I'm not that bad. You know what I mean? Yeah. Fucking come like 8 years later, you are, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was terrible. It was fucking terrible, dude.
Oh, fuck.
You know? And even then, I still wanted to get high. You know? It's like, that's like the cunning, baffling, and powerful thing.
Right.
It's beyond cunning, baffling, and powerful. You know? Right. It's fucking terrible.
God damn.
You know, but I stuck through and I have my left arm and I still write music. And I'm doing all right. Yeah. It is. Yeah. It's a fucking big deal, you know? Yeah, it's a trip, man.
Then you left the hospital.
Yeah. So I left the hospital. I do my detox, which was like absolutely brutal, dude.
Oh,
like,
fuck. Yeah. Imagine.
Dude, I was shitting my pants, like, left and right, dude. I'm telling you, bro, like, I could not, my body didn't know how to function.
Right,
you know,
right,
like,
right,
without,
right.
like, said substances.
Right, right.
My body didn't know how to fucking function. My mobility was, like, none, you know? Right. Like, I couldn't do shit, dude. I had, like, this nurse lady come in and, like, bathe me, like, covered in my shit, bro. Like, the most humiliating moment of my entire life. I'm like, what have I become? You know? Like, what the fuck is going on here?
Oh,
you know?
Jesus.
I had, like,
God bless that lady.
Yeah, no, dude, for sure. Dude, I remember her well. Yeah, her name was Savannah. She was incredible.
Wow.
You know? But I had to, like, go and get my meds from her for the next, like, 30 days. Like, every day I was like, hi. Yeah, yeah. Good morning. It was so fucked up, dude. It was so fucked
Give
up.
Give that woman a raise.
Yeah. Yeah, but I had like a 14, 16 day detox.
Oh, okay.
Just off the opiates and alcohol.
Yeah.
And the meth. It was pretty bad.
Yeah, that's pretty long. That's pretty long term
stay. And then with like the account of being a diabetic, I heal slower.
Yeah.
The arms took forever to fucking heal.
Yeah.
You know, I have a picture of my arm.
Oh, no shit.
Right, from the woman I ran over, by the way.
What?
Yeah, yeah. And I got it, like, 6 months into sobriety when I made amends to her.
Oh, wow.
Right? It's such a beautiful story. And just the way it all went down and, like, what she said to me, like, just fucked me up, dude.
Yeah.
Like, fucked me up bad. Yeah. It was crazy.
Wow,
yeah.
Dude. And then, so... Okay, so you're out of detox now.
Yeah.
What?
Out of detox, dude. I do a 6 month IOP.
Okay.
Right? Because, well, one, I had nowhere to go, you know?
Right, right.
Two, this was like the last house on the left with AA, et cetera.
Okay.
And three, I was genuinely tired. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right? And yeah, so I complete the 6 month IOP.
Oh, nice.
And I had 8 months clean. At the time.
Okay.
Right. And nice. This is funny too, because I feel like this is so important to me and my story, but also to other people of like service work. Because like I had 8 months clean and then I like just wrote a song about it. I was like, I'm the coolest motherfucker in the world.
Right.
Like,
right.
I'm doing so well in life.
Feeling it.
244 days is amazing.
Ah,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
you're counting the days.
And then I fucking end up in a Motel 6.
Oh,
fucking
Jesus.
Weeks later with a fucking meth pipe, a bottle of lotion, right? Yeah, yeah.
I won't ask.
Yeah, a bottle of vodka, right?
Yeah.
And a laptop. That was fucking all I had. That was everything I fucking own and my guitar.
Okay.
You know? And I'm like sitting there, what the fuck, you know?
Jesus.
Like, what happened? And again, it's like in the big book, the dude's banging his fist on the bar. Like, I was just clean. What went wrong? What happened? You know?
Right.
And, I've summed it up to I wasn't of service to anybody, you know?
Yeah.
Like I wasn't doing service work. I wasn't helping anybody.
Right.
You know? I was just writing music in the garage of a sober living. Like not even going to groups. I wasn't doing shit. Man. I was like, this will be the hit that I write. It's like, what the fuck, man? You know? Yeah, like absolutely nothing.
At least you weren't rapping.
No, yeah, just writing sad folk music, you know? That's how we do it, baby. Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Oh, my God. So funny.
Fuck, dude. So, how long was this relapse for?
Like 3-4 weeks.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, yeah. So it was a decent hiccup, you know?
Yeah, no doubt.
And then I called someone from AA.
Uh-huh.
You know, we both know him.
Okay.
Leave it anonymous. Though.
Anonymous, I got you.
He was like, "Where are you?" I was like, "I don't even fucking know, dude. I woke up in this motel." You know? I was like, "I've been fucking doing meth." He's like, "Everybody knows, bro.
Everybody knows."
I was like, "Oh my God, I thought I was hiding it so well."
Yeah.
You know? He's like, "Look out the window." I was like, "There's a fucking, it was a Del Taco right there." He's like, "I know exactly where you are.
Yeah.
I'll be there in 10 minutes, right?"
Okay.
I was like, "Thank God. Like, I swear to God, man, just let me crash at your house. I'll be fine. I'll get back to better."
Okay.
And he was like, "For sure, you can come over. I'll let you stay here."
Yeah.
And the motherfucker took me back to my IOP and was like, "You're going back to detox."
Oh,
and I was like, set up. I was like, so let down.
Oh,
yeah. Man. So I did it all over again, I did a 22-day detox this time.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Got out. I did the 6-month IOP all over again.
God damn.
Right? And I've slowly like built up from that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. God yeah. Damn. Crazy, dude. Fucking crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what's your sobriety date, man?
June 27th of 2018.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
It's crazy, man. Yeah. So I'll have 6 years in here in a few months.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Pretty, that's coming up.
Coming up real quick.
Yeah, I mean, blink, dude. It's already going to be summer.
I know, right? It's crazy, man. Yeah. That's a trip, dude.
So what you do different this time? This.
Well, man, I think... you know, I do believe in like divine timing. You know, I really do. You know, yeah. I do believe everything happens for a reason. I'm a firm believer in service work now.
Right.
You know, but right. I do believe service work was like the cause of that relapse after 8 months.
Yeah, and, of course. Right.
That's something I've stuck with for the last 5.5 years is service work. And dude, as well as just fucking treating it like it's my first 90 days. Yeah,
that's a good way to look at it
too. Cause like, dude, I'll go weeks and forget to pray, you know, I'll my commitment will end, you know, like my 6 month commitment ends and then it's like, I'll go like a year without one. And then it's like, oh, I'm fucking spiritually broken again. I'm spiritually fat, dude. What the fuck's going on? And it's like, well, dude, you haven't really been praying that much and your service work is kind of shit right now, you know?
Yeah.
And I gave another honest go at the steps, you know?
Yeah.
So I do the steps about like once a year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I've done them a few times. I've done the NA steps and the AA steps.
Oh, no shit. You did
And I can tell anybody who fucking cares is any of those programs will work as long as you're willing to work it.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's, it all comes down to your willingness.
Right.
Your open-mindedness, and that's fucking it, dude. And your honesty, obviously. But I gave another shot at my steps, and I didn't leave really anything out, you know?
Yeah. Throw.
Yeah. Like, I left one thing out on my 4th step to my sponsor.
Oh, really?
Shit that, like, 2 people in the world know, you know? No, like, not even my mother. He's, like, my best fucking friend in the world.
Right.
You know? But, like, my sponsor and Hannah know, you know?
It's, oh,
like,
no
just
shit.
2 people. Yeah, that's it. Wow. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
Wow.
But I don't know, man. You know, I just... You know, it's like I have so many people and loved ones that I want them to get clean.
Right.
You know, and it's like I forget that I'm powerless over everything, you know, except for my actions today, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So it's really, like I said, it wasn't meant to be until it was meant to be, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But man, I'm telling you, you're killing it, dude.
Dude, thank you. No, I feel good, man. You know,
I've
created this beautiful little family. You know?
Right.
Plus, that's like, awesome. Everyone in my 12-step meetings, too. It's, like, it's a beautiful thing, man. You know?
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, for sure.
And so you got clean and, you know, you're doing your recovery and your steps. What made you want to get into working into treatment?
Dude, I didn't at all. Yeah, no. Yeah.
It's the dark side.
Yeah. My buddy was like, "Hey, you want to come do a panel at this treatment center?"
Okay.
And I was like, "Abso-fucking-lutely."
Yeah,
and
right.
And I went and spoke, and I got a random call from like the fucking, I think she was the operations manager there or something at the time.
Okay.
And she was like, "Hey, the clients loved you. Would you like to come and work for us?"
Wow.
And I was like, I got to make a call real quick. Like, call my sponsor.
Right.
And it was like a win-win all around, you know? Shit. And that's how I got my job, like, starting off as a tech.
Oh, no fucking
way. Yeah, dude. So, like, I wasn't even looking for the
job. Right.
I was like, I get to be a service. This is cool. You know? Like, it was what it was, you know?
What a fucking gunshot that would be.
It was crazy. And it's like, dude, it's built so many other fucking avenues for my life. You know, in regards to like what path to go down,
right?
What I'm passionate about, right?
Right.
It's like my music and helping addicts and alcoholics. You know,
right?
Yeah, it's a fucking it's a win win. You know,
hell yeah,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
And and so you're and also with this your new career path you're going, you're also balancing being a father too, man.
Oh, dude, yeah, it's a trip because like. Even with my sponsees too, it's like, okay, so, or me 5.5 years ago, any fucking one, dude, it's like, okay, so I have my meetings, I have to meet with my sponsor, I have my 12 steps, I have to get a part-time or a full-time job, I might have therapy, I have to rebuild the relationship with my family, I have to, you know, it's like, how do I balance all of that in 1 week? You know what I mean? Right? And it's just, it's so overwhelming to any addict in early recovery.
Right.
You know, sadly, it's like we go back to our old coping skill.
Yeah.
Which is our drugs or our alcohol.
Right.
You know, for like being overwhelmed and anxious.
Right.
And, you know, so it's like it's a lot to take in, you know. Mm-hmm. But when my little girl was born, it was fucking crazy because I had a few years of sobriety at the time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, holy shit, like I'm gonna have a difficult time like prioritizing here, you know, because like even during the pandemic when meetings shut down, I was like so close to a relapse. I was like, dude, I was spiritually fucking broken, you know, like no meetings, like.
Oh yeah, it was hard.
It was fucking difficult for a lot of people. And we knew a lot of people that had like good clean time that went out, that you went know, out. Fucking A, dude.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, this is terrible. And it was like during the pandemic when I realized like how much of my sobriety is based off the fellowship. Right. And there's nothing wrong with that, you know?
Right. No, yeah.
But at the same time, like I had to rework my steps in a different way.
Right.
Of like, okay, so I've been clean for a few years, but yet I don't have God in my life the way I should. Like, how do I build that connection back up again? You know what I mean? Right.
Absolutely.
And reworked the steps too to help me out tremendously during that time, you know? Yeah. But when my little girl was born, it was like, okay, holy shit. I haven't been up this long since I did meth. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck is happening?
Right.
You know? Like, my whole meetings, everything got, everything changed.
Right.
Know? Right? And I had, like, dude, I don't know how much it's talked about, but, like, postpartum male depression. I'm serious, dude.
It doesn't
dude.
Get talked about yeah, at it all. It doesn't,
dude. It's a fucking thing, bro.
Yeah.
It's a fucking thing. I was, like, in, like, the grip of like postpartum male depression.
Yeah.
Right. And I was like depressed. I wasn't doing well in life. You know, like granted, I had the job. I had, you know, my partner's fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I would fucking die for her. I love her to fucking death.
Mm-hmm.
And I have this beautiful little jelly bean, you know? But I was still just like having such a hard time getting through the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there are many factors that play into that.
Course.
Which I like worked on in therapy at the time, you know. But it was fucking rough, dude.
Oh yeah.
It was like a rough 9 months, bro.
Yeah.
I was like, baby shit, itself. What the fuck is happening? Like I need to go to a meeting. You don't understand, you know?
Yeah.
And it's the same way. Like, you know, you need a meeting, go. I need a meeting, go. You know, and it's like it's been super supportive in that way, you know.
Nice.
Yeah. Now that she's a little older.
It's a little easier.
It's so much easier, dude. She's like so fun, and I'm like enjoying this shit, dude.
Yeah,
she's the cutest fucking thing in the world, bro. Right. and it's crazy because I would like see people with their kids and like their smiles, and I just don't feel that, you know?
Right.
And like I'm finally at the point where like I can embrace it, and like I love it and I feel it, you know?
Right.
Yeah, it's a cool thing, man. Yeah.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, man.
Right.
And. Yeah, I totally relate to, you know, just because I feel like it's really a kind of a little bit backtracking here, but just how utmost important for me to do service because I was able to slide off of it for a while, for years, actually.
Yeah.
And I stayed clean. I didn't pick up. You know? Right. So I was very good at my first step.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Very
sure.
good at.
Yeah,
very
yeah,
good at
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Done, son. Yeah.
But you know, doing the rest was, you know, I put on the back burner and
yeah,
man, and it's just like, you know, the irritability, the feeling like I just fucking can't stand my fucking life,
it's
even
terrible.
even though like things are better than they ever have been before.
Right.
But just not being fucking happy and, yeah. and all that, man. That's why for me, you know, doing service and giving back is like, I think it's the ultimate remedy of,
yeah,
of filling in that spiritual void that's just in us.
Yeah, dude. And it's such a healthy way to heal too.
Yeah.
You know, like this podcast, like I'm healing through this podcast, you know, like service
well,
work.
I'm glad.
Dude,
I'm
you
glad
get back.
That.
I mean, I'm a fucking heroin addict. I fucked a bunch of people over and I took right. plenty in life.
Right.
The least I can fucking do, you know?
Yeah.
But when it comes to like sponsees and shit too, that's like, that's Oof. Fucking, that's such a beautiful thing too, man. Yeah. Cause like, you know, you get to see like this light come on,
right.
you know? And it's like, okay, right. you know, this is cool, you know? And it's like a natural high, you
yeah,
know? It really is, man. It's a beautiful thing, man. You know? Yeah,
it is.
I'm all for it. It's so important though. It's something I completely like, still that selfishness. And the, like that 8 months I had, mm-hmm. it was like I was still just extremely selfish, you know?
Right.
Like in all my ways. And I was right. like, I couldn't see the point of service work. I couldn't see like what would benefit from doing it,
yeah.
you know, or what I just couldn't, I wasn't ready.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No,
yeah.
Yeah. yeah. yeah. I'm going to be a fucking rock star, man. Like,
yeah.
Fuck
yeah.
all you guys.
I know, right? And it's so fucking funny how all that worked out with like the music thing. It's like,
yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck, man? It's just, it's crazy. It's fucking
absolutely.
Crazy. Yeah.
I want to touch up that real quick too. So you've been playing and you got your songs up on Spotify?
Spotify, and Apple, everywhere, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. How can they find you?
Just type in Michael Vegas Gilketsis
yeah.
and you should see my little face.
Yeah.
yeah.
Your little profile.
Little, it's me with like a guitar and some yellow pants like a fucking idiot. Yeah, but
that's awesome. Yeah. Are you playing live shows too?
Dude, I'm not. No.
Really?
No, dude.
I'm really surprised. What?
I know. Yeah, I know. And the fucking album got like a million streams.
Yeah.
On Spotify.
Dude.
Yeah.
Wow. What the fuck?
I've always had like a nervous disposition. Kind
really?
Of. I know. It's so weird. Like, if people who like don't like know, or people who know me could never tell.
No. I'm shocked. Like.
Yeah. No, dude. No. I played like CA Unplugged and like a few like right. AA events and stuff like that. But
okay.
it's like, I prefer just to go to the studio, record, and just give it out to the world. You know what I mean?
See.
Like, it's not like, you know, because I write to cope. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Right? Like, I wasn't writing this music for a million streams. I was writing
yeah.
this music to get through some fucked up shit that happened in my
right.
life, you know?
Right.
So it's just, it's a great avenue for coping for me.
Oh,
know?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But no live shows, man. I get up on stage, my hands are trembling, my voice is shaking, and I fuck up my own songs, and I'm like, that's why you don't do this, bro. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. It's so fucking funny. People are like, are you, dude, you're like decent at guitar. What the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm like, you don't get it. I have to go. Bye.
You just don't understand, all right?
Yeah, you don't get it. You're not me. Yeah.
Wow.
It's so fucking funny, man. So funny.
Do you ever plan on doing anything though? Or is this, yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Dude, maybe, man. Yeah. I don't know. I got friends all the time like, dude, you need to start playing
yeah.
live shows. And I'm like, maybe,
yeah.
you know, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not totally opposed to it.
Right.
You know, because when I do play like the few songs for these events, you know,
right.
it's like that natural high. I fucking feel great.
Yeah.
It's fucking great. It's fucking
great.
Awesome,
it's
you
great.
Know? And just like getting over that initial hump.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah. So maybe. I
but,
mean,
but
maybe
it, I guess it makes it more special.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah,
makes
yeah.
it more special. Like,
just
okay.
keep it a rarity in it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
Just like Dave Chappelle when he was like on the low, he just like show up and do a stand up like out of nowhere.
Right out of the fucking blue. Like, oh shit.
Like, whoa. Awesome.
That is fucking funny, bro. Oh my God. Right though. Oh man.
Well, man, I really appreciate you coming on here, dude.
Of course, dude. Thank you for having me. It's a privilege, man.
Fucking, I definitely want to have you back on here too, man.
Yeah.
And like I said, I fucking respect everything you do for the community, man, and fucking just much respect as you as a person, dude, you know, just, you know, handling business and being a father and, you know, and just, you know, and just being there for, you know, the addict that still suffers, man. I really appreciate it, man.
Of course, dude. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Fuck yeah, dude. I'm going to put it on this little jam real quick, man. Ooh. And we're going to tune out. Yeah. Mm. All right. A complete change of heart. Goodbye, Michael. Goodbye, everybody. The canvas is the art. What a difference the day makes, even.